The first pencil sharpener was patented 102 years ago today by J.L. Lowe. Shelley Fraser-Mickle is here to tell us about how that invention changed her life.
I don't think I would have ever dated, gotten a marriage proposal, or known how to stay married as I have now for over 30 years if it hadn't been for the pencil sharpener in Mrs. Fletcher's third grade room. That's where I learned that someone of the opposite sex could actually turn out to be my best friend. You see, Mrs. Fletcher was a die-hard disciplinarian. She wouldn't let you get out from behind your desk for love nor money, sickness or health, or the stomach flu. I know, because I tried all those. She would, however, let you get up and sharpen your pencil. Now, the thing about that old crank-handled pencil sharpener in her room was that you couldn't stick a pencil in and turn the handle. You actually needed three hands to work the thing. One to hold the pencil, one to turn the handle, and one to hold the part where the pencil shavings were caught. Otherwise, the thing wobbled and the pencil fell out and you got nowhere at all, and then Mrs. Fletcher yelled at you. The trouble was, I couldn't sit still as long as Mrs. Fletcher seemed to require me to. So every day I brought new pencils to school and at various times sharpened them down into nubs. I was known as a heavy-handed writer. I'd press down on my tablet paper and bam, the pencil point would snap in two like a pole vaulter with a pitiful pole. Mrs. Fletcher was suspicious of me, but then I wasn't breaking any of her rules, only the end of my pencil. So I got to stand at the pencil sharpener several times throughout the day. At first, Donnie Lewis would come to hold the shavings part for me, and then on my second trip, Billy Dwyer came to turn the handle, and then at the end of the day, Calvin Muldoon and Tommy Jackson got in a fight over who would get to empty the shavings so I could sharpen up my last new yellow number two. The fact that Mrs. Fletcher's pencil sharpener required three hands to work it taught me the value of cooperation, and that I really liked the way a boy and I could meet at the pencil sharpener and get to know each other. In fact, I feel sorry for anybody today who might have one of those electric jobs. Where's all the fun if you can sharpen a pencil all by yourself and in a flat 3 seconds with only one quick buzz?